First of all, I have to say, wow, I love this. Craig and I have been working with the Hemp Festival since the beginning of time. And so you know how things kind of grow old and start to fizzle, and you're wondering what you're going to do next. And then Chamber steps in, and look at this group. This is so exciting. And it's a group of young people who have taken old ideas, mixed them with new ideas, and this is what you get. And Trick County is in good hands because of Mason and Jenny. We got a lot of those kids out there. So thank you, Chamber. I appreciate this. I'm here to present the Mom of 2024. Now, first of all, does anybody know where Creswell, Kentucky is? I didn't. Ricky Ladd, you know where Creswell, Kentucky is? You better, because this year's Farm Mom of the Year is Laura Ladd. She was born. She was born in Creswell, Kentucky, which is close to Fredonia, I found out because I Google mapped it. January the 31st, 1937. A 67! Well, that is the way to lighten up a group, right? Laura liked me until then, but now it's like she's not so sure. Sorry, Laura. I apologize. Some days after working in tobacco all day, you feel like 37, correct? Yeah. Okay, she loved spending time outdoors when she was growing up with her dad. She loved hunting and she loved riding horses. They say that she asked for a dirt bike when she was a kid, and her parents bought her one, but she didn't have it long. They sold it. You know, it seemed to bring out the wild side of her, they said. To Laura's defense, that was when Evel Knievel was very big. She was probably watching a lot of videos and just trying to mimic Evel, okay? As you heard before, Laura was working at an auction company when she met Ricky, a farmer. Wow. You know, I was a farm girlfriend. I was a farm wife. And you sometimes envision, you know, morning sunrises as you're checking the cows. You know, evening watches the sunset out in the field. But normally the evening sunsets out in the field are on the tailgate of a truck with a bologna sandwich, or pulling a cow out of a pond that has been stuck up to its waist as you're watching the sun rise, or 100 cows that the police have just called and said are out and you need them to get in as quick as possible. That's the life of a farm wife and a farm mom. After they married in 1988, they raised four daughters together, as you heard, Jennifer, Janelle, Samantha, and Deanna. They were blessed with four son-in-laws, Lee, Evan, Alex, and Devin. Three grand boys, Benjamin, Wyatt, and Luke, and precious little Charlotte, their first granddaughter, will be coming in December. Now, I'm not sure if you know that this about Laura, but she's a prankster. Soon after her and Ricky got married, she convinced her sister-in-law, Donna, to join her in these pranks. Now, Donna could never whistle in her life, but they convinced Ricky, with Laura whistling in the background, that Donna had figured out how to whistle. They had also were working in the field together one day. The neighbors were watching on, I'm sure critiquing how they were working, and they acted like they were arguing with each other, started throwing dirt clods at each other even. And the neighbors were convinced that they were arguing. But then one of my favorites is when Donna was pregnant and Ricky had said he didn't think she should be cutting tobacco. So Laura and Donna figured out that they could cut, Donna could cut, she could hand it to Laura. Laura could spike it. When Ricky came home that afternoon, he was just amazed how much tobacco Donna had gotten cut and spiked all by herself. They just smiled. Took him a while, but he finally figured it out. Laura loves gardening. She loves clipping fresh flowers for church. The whole time Ricky fussing, she's gonna make him late for church. Laura and the girls worked in the fields right next to Ricky. They would leave 30 minutes early to go home and fix dinner for everyone that was in the field. fried chicken, chicken and dumplings, fresh vegetables. Y'all just had breakfast, but it's making you hungry for lunch already, isn't it? Yeah. Fried pies to top it off. Ricky's grandmothers used to feed the family every Thursday, and Laura did not want that tradition to go by the wayside after Miss Mabel died. So she continues to feed her family and close friends every week. You know, Laura not only cooks for her family, but she cooks for others. It's Laura's way of sharing Jesus' light. That's amazing. Someone once said that a farm mom is the heart of the homestead, mixing love and labor to cultivate a life filled with growth, grit, and giggles. This definitely describes Laura Ladd.